Confidential part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is compared to Krishna's smile. The Prabhupada says that Srimad Bhagavatam is a manifestation of Krishna's body, starting with the first two cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, which are compared to the words five most confidential chapters of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which describe Krishna's dealings with gopis, Gopi Bhava. And Krishna, so we'll read that. I hope we have a book. Before that, we'll offer our respects to the spiritual masters, Vaishnavas and the Supreme Lord. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So there is a summary of the chapter 31, the Gopis' Songs of Separation, given here. So we'll read that. This chapter relates how the Gopis, overwhelmed by a feeling of separation from Krishna, sat down on the bank of the Yamuna and began praying for his audience and singing his glories. Because the Gopis had dedicated their minds and very lives to Krishna, they were beside themselves with the transcendental pain of separation. But their crying, which appears like evidence of misery, actually shows their exalted state of transcendental bliss. As it is said, Yata Dekha Vaishnavar Yavaharaduk Nishchaya Janinase Paramananda Sukh. Whenever one sees a Vaishnava actually unhappy, one should know it for sure that he is actually experiencing the highest spiritual bliss. This is a very interesting statement. Mm. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked by one disciple who saw one picture of his. He said, Srila Prabhupada, on this photo you look very morose. What happened? Srila Prabhupada said, which photo? So then disciples showed him the photo. And Srila Prabhupada said, what are you talking about? I was in bliss when this picture was taken. So, yeah. Therefore it says, what's that? Tanavakya Kriya Mudra Vigya Navujaya, that no one can really ascertain the mood or train of thought of the Vaishnava by judging him externally, him or her, whatever the case may be. So this is what is being described here in regards to the gopis. So it continues. Thus each of the gopis began addressing Lord Sri Krishna according to her individual mode of ecstasy, and they all prayed for him for his mercy. As the pastimes of Krishna spontaneously arose in the minds of the gopis, they sang a song which relieves the agony of those suffering from the burning pain of separation from Krishna, and which bestows supreme auspiciousness. They sang, O Lord, O lover, O cheater, when we remember your your loving glances and your pastimes with your boyhood friends, we become extremely agitated. Remembering a lotus face adorned with locks of blackish hair smeared with the dust of the cows, we become irrevocably attached to you. And when we remember how you followed the cows from forest to forest with your tender feet, we feel great pain. In their separation from Krishna, the gopis considered a single moment an entire age. Where this is said. Even when they had previously seen him, when they had found the blinking of their eyelids intolerable, for it blocked their vision of him for a fraction of a second. And as you know, they cursed Lord Brahma for that. That he created imperfect eyes with these stupid eyelids. Because they didn't want their darshan to be interrupted. So this is the difference between us and gopis. We don't mind our darshan interrupted for a very long time. They cannot interrupt, they can't tolerate interrupting their darshan, even for a split of a second. The ecstatic sentiments for Lord Krishna that the gopis expressed may appear like symptoms of lust, but in reality they are manifestations of their pure desire to satisfy the Supreme Lord's spiritual senses. There is not even the slightest trace of lust in the moods of the gopis. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami gives a very clear definition of lust and love in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyone remembers what the definition is from the very group? What is the difference between the lust and love? Anyone remembers that definition?
Lust means you want to gratify your own senses. Mm-hmm. Love means you gratify Krishna's senses.
Yeah, exactly. So lust means gratifying our own senses, and love means gratifying senses of Krishna. So that's the difference. And so we will start reading from text 1. These are such a beautiful verses. Fortunately, go through four of them at a time because of the shortness of the purpose. And we only have verse 4 on the board. Anyway, the first verse is quoted many, many times by many acharyas. I'm sure some of you will recognize that verse. Jayanti Jayati Tedikam Janmana Raja Shayata Indira Shasharatrahi Daitya Trishyatam Dikshetavakas Vaidritha Savastam Vichinvate. Some of you are recognizing that verse. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Sai Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The gopis said, "O beloved, your birth in the land of Raj has made it exceedingly glorious, and thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us." Perfect. Those who are familiar with the art of chanting Sanskrit verses will be able to appreciate the especially exquisite Sanskrit poetry So do the second syllables of all four lines. Yeah, it's actually very, very beautiful meter and very beautiful poetry, because gopis are the perfect personalities in all respects, because they are expansions of Srimati Radharani, who has such an amazing transcendental qualities. Even though only 25 compared as against Krishna's 64, but with these 25 she beats all 64 of Krishna's and makes Krishna subordinate to her. With these 25 qualities are so amazing, astonishing, mind-blowing. And so this quality of eloquent speech is found in both Srimati Radharani and Gopis. So this Gopi Gita, this is the original name of the chapter, is manifestation of the poetic ability. Just spontaneously they can speak without any preparation, without having to think about it. They speak spontaneously such an amazing poetry. Mm-hmm. Actually, this song. Anyway, let's read this verse once again. Jayati te bikam dhammana raja shayata indra shashvata prahi daita drishyatam dikshu tapakas tvai trita savas tam vichinate. Second verse. Sharadudashaya satujata sat saras Sarasijavudana Shimushadrisha Suratanathate Sukla Rasika Baradan Nato Nehakim Bara. O Lord of Love, in beauty, your glance excels the world of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing the maidservants who have given themselves to you freely without any price. Isn't this murder perfect? In the autumn season, the world of the lotus has a special beauty, but that unique loveliness is surpassed by the beauty of Krishna's glance. Text number 3. Vishajala Priyat Yavarakshasa Varshamaruta Vaitya Tanavat Vrishamayatmaja Vishyatobaya Vrishabhatevayam Rakshita Muhu. I feel a little bad chanting these verses because I cannot really chant them properly. Certain Vaishnavas can chant them so beautifully in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. But other Pandit was especially famous for his ability to chant Srimad Bhagavatam with number of melodies, using number of melodies, very melodiously, very beautifully. Translation. O greatest of personalities, you have repeatedly saved us from all kinds of danger, from poisoned water, from the terrible man-eater Aga, from the great rains, from the wind demon, from the fiery thunderbolt of Indra, from the bull demon, and from the son of Maya, Manu. Purpur. Here the gopis imply, O Krishna, you saved us from so many terrible dangers. So now that we are dying of separation from you, won't you save us again? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the gopis mention Krishna and Vyoma because although Krishna had not yet killed these demons, the fact that he would kill them in the future was well known. A number four, which is on the word. And so we can try and chant this verse responsibly. Nakal Gopika Nandana Bhavan. Nakal Gopika Nandana Bhavan. Sakito Vishwaguptaye Vikhana Sarkito Vishwaguptaye
Vikhana Sarkito Vishwaguptaye
Sakhau Devam Satvatam Kule
Sakhau Devam
Satvatam Kule Nakal Gopika Nandana Bhavan Akhila Dehinam Antaratma Dre
Akhila Dehinam Antaratma Dre
Vikhana Saktita Vishwaguptaye
Vikhana Saktita Vishwaguptaye
Sakhau Devan Satvatam Kule
Sakhau Devan Satvatam Kule
Akalo Gopika Nandana Bhavan
Akalo Gopika Nandana Bhavan
Akila Dehinam Atma Anta Atma Dri
Akila Dehinam Anta Atma Dri
Vikkana Satito Vishwaguptaye
Vikkana Satito Vishwaguptaye
This is, we're learning to speak, so to say. Na?
Na.
Not. Kalu?
Kalu.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Gopika?
Gopika.
Of the Gopi?
Of the Gopi.
Yashoda?
Yashoda.
Namnana?
Namnana.
The Sun?
The Sun.
Bhavan?
Bhavan.
Your good self?
Your good self.
Akila?
Akila.
Of all?
Of all.
Dehinam?
Dehinam.
Embodied living entities?
Embodied living entities.
Anta Atma?
Anta Atma.
Of the inner consciousness?
Of the inner consciousness.
Drik?
The
seer?
The seer.
Dikhanasa?
Dikhanasa.
By Lord Brahma?
By Lord Brahma.
Artidaha?
Artidaha.
Prayed for?
Prayed for.
Vishwa?
Vishwa.
Of the universe?
Of the universe.
Guptaya?
Guptaya.
For the protection?
For the protection.
Sakke?
Sakke.
Our friend?
Our friend.
Udevan?
Udevan.
You arose?
You arose.
Sattvatam?
Sattvatam.
Of the Sattvatas?
Of the Sattvatas.
Kule?
Kule.
In the dynasty?
In the dynasty.
Translation. You are not actually the son of the Gopi Yashoda, friend, but rather the indwelling witness in the hearts of all embodied souls. Because Lord Brahma prayed for you to come and protect the universe, we have now appeared in the Sattvata dynasty. The Gopisi implies, since you have descended to protect the entire universe, how can you neglect your own devotees? This is a very astonishing verse in a number of ways, because sometimes while reading about the Gopis of Vrindavan, we may get an impression that they are very simple ladies. They don't know anything. They don't even know that they're not so much inclined towards the philosophy and understanding higher truths. They just attach to Krishna as the lover. But here in this chapter it is revealed that actually it's not the fact at all, that Gopis, they know everything. They know very well that Krishna is not just their village friend, not just their lover. What do they say? They say that your antaratma drik, your the indwelling witness within the hearts of everyone. So you are the super soul. Antaryami, antaratma, same thing. So you are the Supreme Lord. This is what Gopis tell to Krishna. We know that you are the Supreme Lord. So this is a very amazing fact that they actually have full and complete Vedic understanding from A to Z. There is nothing unknown to them. That's why they are perfect. And it is actually the same for all the residents of Vrindavan. They all have full knowledge who Krishna is. But nevertheless, they are more concerned with personal relationship. They just want to love Krishna. They don't care whether he's God or not. And sometimes we may wonder how this is possible. How someone may disregard the fact that I'm dealing with the Supreme Lord. So Acharyas explained that there are two moods devotees have. One is Aishwarya Bhava, or mood of awe and reverence towards the Supreme Lord, and the other one is Madhurya Bhava, mood of sweetness, when devotees, they just love the Supreme Lord. And so the higher it goes in the spiritual realm, the more Aishwarya Bhava decreases in the devotee, and the more Madhurya Bhava prevails. Therefore, As Srila Prabhupada was saying that Vrindavan is Krishna's home. Vaikuntha is his office. Lord Narayana is known other than Krishna. But he manifests himself as the supreme controller and the supreme enjoyer in there. But in Vrindavan, Krishna manifests himself as the supreme object of love, and everything else is put aside. And there is an analogy which can help us understand how this is possible, how the intimacy of personal relationship can override any other considerations, external considerations. For example, you know, in this world when they have most exalted personality, for example, president, or here in UK you have prime minister of the country. Who is the prime minister at the moment?
David Cameron.
So, even though he's a prime minister, but as everybody else, he has mother and father. And you can just imagine the situation that David Cameron, in the morning, goes out for his work, heads to his office, and then, say, his assistant, he had come to pick him up. His assistant slash driver came to pick him up from his home. And so when he's going out, his mother tells him, David, it's a little cold out there, it's a little chill, so why don't you put woolen socks on? And David Cameron might argue, well, mother, I'm not going to stay outside anyway. I'm going to the car and there and into my office. I'm not going out. But mother would insist, well, it's still a little chill, so why don't you, just in case, why don't you put your woolen socks on, because I don't want you to catch cold. And then the camera might become a little impatient and might say, but mother, I don't want to put the woolen socks. The ones I have is enough. No, still, I insist that you should put the woolen socks on. And then, the assistant might interfere and say, excuse me, madam, he's a prime minister of the country. Why don't you let him do what he wants? To which the mother would reply, I don't care that he's a prime minister of the country. For me, he's my son, and it's my duty to take care of him. Like that. So, even in this material world, you can see these examples that intimacy of personal relationship may override any external consideration. So, in the same way, in dealing with Krishna, devotees in Vrindavan, and this is Krishna's home, these are his closest relatives, we can say, right? Directly or indirectly. Yeah. And therefore, all of them know Krishna's position, and they don't care. And there are so many examples of that manifesting in Krishna's pastimes. Not all the examples are described, of course, in Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam is a concise presentation of Krishna. Due to the shortage of time, Maharaj Parikshit had only 7 days to leave. But in other places, Acharya is describing how the this love for Krishna is overriding other considerations. One funny pastime is described by Acharyas in regards to Govardhan Leela. And which we already read. And so when know that Indra became very repentant at the end when he realized that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and he wanted to beg his pardon, and therefore he came, as this is described, along with his elephant Airavata, and he worshipped the Lord, and Surabhi was there as well to petition Krishna on Indra's behalf. Indra figured out that Krishna might be angry at me, but if Surabhi will speak on my behalf, he might be more inclined to forgive. And then Krishna was worshipped at the end when he was forgiven. He was worshipped by Lord Indra. And then all other devas, they also came, it is described. And Krishna was bathed with that water from celestial Ganges brought by Airavata in his trunk. And that water is has formed the lake which is known now as Govindakund in Govardhan. How many of you have been around Govardhan Hill? So you might remember that lake is towards the tail of Govardhan, towards the white end of Govardhan, Govindakund, the one where Mother Indrapuri was meditating. And then after Krishna was bathed and dressed and decorated, he was coronated as the king. And so Krishna became known as Govinda. So this is the royal name given by all the devotees to Krishna. And he was sat on a very big and very elaborate asana decorated with all kinds of jewels, golden asana made of pure gold. And all the demigods, they started singing kirtan and worshipping Krishna using all the paraphernalia, celestial paraphernalia. And meanwhile, because Krishna, he kind of escaped from his friends to make sure that they don't see all these manifestations of, you know, Aishwarya, of opulence, and he didn't want his friends to see that demigods worshipping him, so he escaped. But his friends were searching for him, because, you know, saying like gopis, they couldn't tolerate the separation from Krishna. And so they were searching him everywhere, and then one of them, I can't remember who, but one of the friends, he spotted him out. He said, look, Krishna is there, because Krishna was sitting on this elevated asana, very high asana. So he said, Krishna is there, let's run. And then they were all running towards Krishna, and then Krishna actually saw, and they were, of course, running and shouting, Krishna, Krishna. And then all the demigods, they overheard that, you know, these coward boys, they're running towards them, and they became scared, and they dropped all their paraphernalia and they disappeared. Of course, demigods can disappear in a split of a second. But all the paraphernalia were lying there, and the candles were still, the lamps were still burning, and the incenses were still smoking. And because the seat was so high, and actually it took Krishna a while to get down from this asana, and you know, when by the time the coward boys, they were already on the spot, Krishna was still climbing down. And they were shouting, Krishna, you want cheetahs? We saw everything. We saw you sitting on this high seat. And we saw these very strange guys surrounding you. We saw that, you know, someone, very strange, he had four heads, some strange alien. He was doing arati. And another guy who had eyes all over his body, he was singing things. And it's an interesting game. We never played that game with you. Why you allow these strange guys to play like that with you? Why not us? So get back on your seat. We'll do the same thing now. And so they forced it. And Krishna said, okay, if you want. so, you know, Krishna was caught red-handed. And so they put Krishna back on his seat, and Krishna had to put this crown on again, and he had to sit on the seat, a little bit embarrassed. And the coward boys, you know, these personalities, they were too big for one of them to hold, to even lift. So a few of them would lift the perfect nihilist lamp and chamber and everything, and they were kind of fanning Krishna and offering him different items. And they were also singing the glories of Krishna, but of course their kirtan was not, you know, like demigods' kirtan. Sahasra Shesha Purushaha Sahasrasha Sahasrapat. Demigods, they chant this very official mantras. But of course, the coward boys, they were chanting very simple Vrindavan songs. Most of them were chanting also. Nanda Yashoda Dulam Girika Vartari Gopal 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 Gopal. And Krishna was enjoying watching this mock worship and listening to these simple village songs, because these were his very intimate friends. So this is another example how residents of Vrindavan, they are fully aware Krishna's position, but they don't care. They just want to have loving relationship with Krishna. So this is the topmost achievement, as Lord Chaitanya explains. And even though this is very high, and in our situation we can hardly imagine ourselves in that position, but nevertheless this is what Lord Chaitanya brought to us. And actually we should all strive for developing that gopi bhava and realizing our eternal form as not this body, but servants of Krishna. Actually, not just servants of Krishna, but as Lord Chaitanya says, gopi bhatu padakamalayo dasa dasa anudasa. This is mantra which all pujaris would know, I suppose. Poor Limana Harpur would know it very well.
Just the translation.
Yeah, because pujaris, they, as a part of the standard, they chant this mantra, right? Before they worship. And so what? Maybe Poor Limana Harpur can tell us what the meaning of the mantra is.
Identify myself only as a servant, the servant of Krishna, the master of the gopis.
Yeah.
He is the cause of universal bliss and as well as existing gopis.
Mm. Thank you. So this is our goal. Even though it may be far from us, but we should strive to achieve that goal. And of course there are many pseudo-spiritualists who tell us that by chanting some secret mantra and by doing some secret meditation, we can achieve that Svarup Siddhi. What is Svarup Siddhi means? Yeah, realizing our spiritual form. But there is a real Vaishnava method of attaining Svarup Siddhi. How many of you want to know what is the real Vaishnava method of attaining Svarup Siddhi, realizing your own eternal form? So we'll reveal one of the greatest secrets of Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition just in a few seconds for you. And this secret is revealed by one of our illustrious acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of the songs. So we'll sing a song, this song. So before we sing, of course we can understand that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a highly exalted personality. He was the district magistrate, so this was a very high position. And at the same time, he was very exalted devotee of Lord Chaitanya, and he specifically shifted his office to Godrumdvip. He shifted to Navadvip just to have access to, you know, the research of Lord Chaitanya, and his home was in Godrumdvip, just across the Javangi from Mayapur, and that was him who discovered Yogapit, the place of birth of Lord Chaitanya, and we owe him for having this holy place discovered now. And this song is called Siddhi Lalasa. Siddhi Lalasa, Siddhi means perfection, and Lalasa means hankering. So hankering for perfection, this is actually, Acharyas are telling us that this is the price we have to pay. Very strong greed, very strong hankering for perfection. And to read the translation, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and I would like you to meditate on that while singing, because as we said, this is the secret, this is how can we attain our original position by following that formula which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives. And you will notice one thing running through the whole song, and that is extreme humility. But therefore Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was also saying that what is that Sanskrit term for mantra to attain perfection? Siddha Pranali. He said, our Siddha Pranali is Trinath Api Sunichina Tarorapi Sarishuna Amanina Manadana Kirtanya Sadhari. So that is the secret mantra for attaining our constitutional position. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressing his longing of his heart in this song. And anyway, I'm sure you can understand what it is all about while listening to the translation. When will I wander here and there, weeping under the shade of the trees and creepers, along the banks of the celestial Ganges River in Navadvip? I will cry out, O Radhe, O Krishna, and I will completely forget about all the so-called pleasures of this material body. And we know that his son actually followed that. For 10 years, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati lived in Navadvip, wearing, you know, rags and chanting incessantly and fasting and came out of that. Because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, what's the need of preaching? Panchatattva is here. Why bother? They already saved everyone. So he became Uttamadhikari. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to drag him down to one level lower, convince him to come out and preach. Because he was not inclined for that. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted himself. When will I be able to live so simply? By begging some food from the homes of untouchables who live here and there. I will drink the water of Saraswati, and in ecstasy I will roll to and fro on the banks of the river, raising a loud uproar of Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
When will I bow down to all the inhabitants of the holy land of Navadvipa and receive a bit of their causeless mercy? I will smear the dust of the Vaishnava's lotus feet all over my body, and I will wear the dress of a mad, wandering mendicant. Avadhut Desh. When I factually observe that the transcendental land of Navadvipa is no different from Sri Vrajbhumi, then I shall be transformed into a Vrajavasi also. Then I will see the true form of the transcendental realm opening up before my very eyes, and I will thus become one of the maidservants of Srimati Radharani. Radhikaradasi. So, before we sing this song, I want to ask, first of all, apologies, and second of all, blessings, especially of Janet Evermore, because we are running late. Is that okay? 5 more minutes? Thank you. Sorry for the inconvenience. Kabe Gauravani Sraduni Tate Aradheha Krishna Bodhi. Kabe Gauravani Sraduni Tate Aradheha Krishna Bodhi. Kabe Gauravani Sraduni Tate Aradheha Krishna Bodhi. Tandi yade dabo deka sukha chari nana lata karu tare. Kandiya deva do deka sukha chadi nana lata karu tare. Kandiya deva do deka sukha chadi. Chagrihete magiya kahi bo piva Saraswati java. Chagrihete magiya kahi bo piva Saraswati java. Sapa chagrihete magiya kahi bo Diva Saraswati Jala.
Sapa Chagrihete Magiya Kahi Bo Diva Saraswati Jala.
Pulini Pulini Gadagadi Divo Hare Krishna Polahada. Thank you. si jane pranati koriya magi bo kriparalesha
very much. You were Mr. Kapoor. I was wondering why there was a blank space on the schedule for class, and as soon as Udo Mr. Kapoor walked in this morning, I thought, well, here's the answer. Udo Mr. Kapoor is there. Udo Mr. Kapoor, okay. So thank you very much, Ruth, for stepping in last minute. Yesterday in Robin's Boutique, we distributed an unspecified number of books for approximately 200 matchday points. also an unspecified number of customers for approximately 2,000 When I find the scores later, I'll confirm that. Second term scores from yesterday, our book distribution. Bhakta Lori collected 8 Lakshmi points, distributed 3 Maha Big and 3 Small books. An unspecified number of book points. This is a new score sheet temporarily while the setup is still continuing. Madhuri Rangi Mataji yesterday collected 21 Lakshmi points and distributed 3 Maha Big books and 6 Small books. Dr. Alexei collected 49 Lakshmi points, distributed 4 Maha Big books, and 30 small books. Book distribution key. The CCA this morning, Space Rod Ramapuru will be giving the Sankirtan talk to the devotees. What is the venue? Is that decided? In the seminar room where the screen is. That will be starting at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. And all devotees interested in Sankirtan are encouraged to attend. I think the topic will be more or less holistic Sankirtan and how everyone can be involved in distributing books, not just about standing out on the street, but trying to figure out many ways to engage the propensities that we have in helping to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. So devotees can please attend that from 10 a.m. this morning. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. So I just mentioned this morning the Mandanga course to be taught by Virabhadra Guru is starting this evening, and I didn't have the time, I couldn't remember the time this morning, but I checked on the push up site. It's from 6 p.m. to 7:30. As far as I'm aware, it will take place in the seminar rooms. And you just have to register yourself in the shop. So as soon as the shop opens, you can go and register. And for the rest of the brahmacharis as well, just register yourself in the shop. More the merrier. Hare Krishna.
Our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, we request your causes mercy. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your pure devotee Srila Prabhupada to the fallen conditioned souls of London. Please enable us to cooperate together in a mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us to bring many new souls to your lotus feet. We are surrendered servants of Ali Bay. Srila Prabhupada's Chancellor Book Distribution. And we just need volunteers to serve breakfast prasadam this morning on both ladies and inside, and volunteers to help clean up the temple after breakfast. Okay, wonderful. So if everyone could please help with the prasadam chain just outside, downstairs to the kitchen. Many hands make slight work, so if everyone could join in, please. Thank you. Thank you.
Glad I came. out in there, like, sort of wake me up when you come back in from the shower. Just wake me up.
Yeah. I trust you.
Just by turning the lights on, I think
Thank you.
my book. Couldn't get it. No.
Meditation. Oh yeah, we're doing something.
was really popular, and we didn't even really have a title for those two.
But you're from Cuba.
Tonight, I think. What do you think the turnout's going to be tonight, by the way? just not to do that. So we broke down into kind of group size and chatted about the other people with Jess. Saturday we're going to the launch pad just for them, and we've got a scope out. I've waited a few weeks, maybe after.
Yeah, that's right. there a space in Sanskrit? I'm alright, because I know it is kind of
Rebecca.
What?
How long have you been?
Kissing my dog.
is, but ones are wrong.
We did this.
Thursday's my day when like everyone has their stuff and they do it on a specific day.
Everyone has their day, just so I'm a new game back on the day.
Yeah. our family, we say it is a sin, does a sin voice food? Because it is given by God. Whether it's blessed or not, it's given by God. To Western students in London, and if it pleases the Irish ones.
More than you, believe me, more than much more than you. You've already accrued more than a billion.
I've been hogging it for so many years.
Yes.
And then Krishna said, right,
share.
Bye.
to God. Yes. Gone back to Krishna.
Yeah. I think I've seen him speak on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Probably, yeah. There's a lot of recordings.
He must have been quite young.
Was this just a young photograph?
Yeah, no, he was only 14.
No.
50s, 60s.
Please say that's still young.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is young. It's well below the average age for me.
It is young for the
meetings.
But that's it.
Yeah, a lot of people are inspired by it. Was it?
Yes.